We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Dylan Mader from the Canadian country band 62 North. So welcome, Dylan.
Oh, thanks, Maureen. Thanks for having me on the show.
So very exciting. Now, if you want to tell us a little bit about the history of the band, who's in it, and how you guys get together.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's basically we're three friends that started playing together over 20 years ago. We did things. We used to play as a rock band, but I mean, even back when we were doing rock music, we were always playing country music in there as well, so we always had that influence. And recently, since around 2004, we've gotten back together more full-time and really gone on into the country thing.
Okay, interesting, because a lot of the country bands started out as rock bands and moved to country.
Well, I think it's partly our generation as well.
Okay.
Guys that were born in the 70s, it's just we were raised side by side with country and rock, and for some of the classic country fans, it's hard for them to make that connection. But for us, it's plain as black and white. They go together like peanut butter and jelly.
A good analogy. Now, is your music a little bit of the classic mixed in with kind of the rock, or how do you define your sound?
Well, we really do mix the two together because we really do like classic country. We're classic country music fans, but I mean, we mix in elements of rock. We even get a little bit of a hip-hop influence in on some of our songs, so it's really diverse like that, but we try and play a little something for everyone.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. And right now your hit, your latest hit to radio is Till the Next Day.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, good. I love that song.
Oh,
and
thank you.
It's off your album. Is this your debut album, Quit Work, Make Music?
It is, yeah. We recorded it independently right here in Canada with Canadian musicians.
Good.
We've been to Nashville before, and Nashville's great. It's, well, it's Music City, but we really wanted to have a Canadian connection, and the players here are just as good as what you get in Nashville. There just aren't as many of them, but we really wanted to do it right here, and it is the first release that we've done as a full album.
So. Must be very exciting. Now, did you, you're from Peterborough, you're based in Peterborough, Ontario?
That's correct, yeah. Two of us live here in the Peterborough area. Frank Towns, the guitarist, lives in Kitchener currently, but he's up here all the time as well, and we actually started in Bancroft, Ontario. That's where we're all originally from and met, so but yeah, we are based out of Peterborough at the moment.
Okay, that must have been very exciting, making the album.
Oh, it was great. it kind of just started as a demo in order to get more live gigs. But as the project progressed, one thing led to another, and we had the opportunity to have some guys that we've played with live before record on the album with us. And the project just grew from there, and that's the reason there's quite a few cover songs on the album, is because we weren't originally even going to release this as an album. So
okay.
We only have three original songs out of the nine songs on the album.
Well, but, that's good.
Our next album that we've already pretty well written, we hope to have out in 2012, will be all original material.
Wow. Now, three original songs. Who wrote the songs?
These particular songs were written by myself, Dylan Mader, and the drummer, DJ Brown.
So, okay, so Till the Next Day, is that one of the original songs?
Yeah, that's one of our original songs that we wrote, yeah.
Okay, so tell us about that a bit.
Till the Next Day, it's just a fun, it's a upbeat country song, and the concept behind it is, on the surface, it was originally written as kind of dealing with being a working musician and getting, sometimes, we're at kind of the beginning stages of a band, but I mean, as far as playing live a lot and all that type of thing. But even at our level, it's a lot of sitting around and hurry up and wait. And sometimes you're like, oh, man, I don't know if this is worth it. And you kind of feel like quitting. But then the next day you'll wake up and it'll be a whole new perspective. And it's that you're all gung-ho again. And it's so sometimes it's things don't look so bright until the next day. But then there's a flip side that we talk about in the song as well, where other times it's something that you thought was a good idea until the next day. So there's a couple ways you could interpret that.
Well, that's kind of neat too. Now, Quit Work, Make Music, where did you get the title for that album, the title of the album?
Well, Quit Work, Make Music, obviously it's not a completely original concept, but the actual story of that song and the way we named this album was a pedal steel guitar player we played with, Wayne Van de Bogart. He's out of Belleville, Ontario. actually gave me a shirt right before a show, and it said, quit work, make music on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like, he's an older gentleman, and he's getting on in years, and he's been ill lately, but he basically said, quit work, make music. You got to sacrifice what you want to do to be happy in life, and if you think that you have what it takes, you could just go for it. But, I mean, the song goes on to talk about advice his wife gave DJ, the drummer, too. She said, what you got to do, you got to find a woman like me that can carry your drums, load them in the van for you, book your gigs and all that. We got a real kick out of that, so we wrote a song about it and named the album that.
Is this one of your goals? Do you all have day jobs right now? Or?
Well, we're pretty well focused on the music
okay.
right now. Frank's a full-time musician. He does play with other artists as a guitarist,
mm-hmm.
Hired for shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he plays with us as often as he can.
Okay.
DJ, the drummer, he actually owns a rehearsal studio in Lakefield, Ontario.
Oh, neat.
And he's had a lot of actually pretty big signed, like, record deal bands in there lately. And I actually own my own business.
Okay.
And because my business is established, I've been able to step away from that and have some other people run that for me while we concentrate on the music and do what we have to do. If we have to go to Alberta or Nova Scotia, we have the capability to get up and do that.
That's excellent. Have you done a lot of touring in the last year?
Well, no, we haven't done any touring.
Mm-hmm.
The album came out in June.
Okay, so you've been concentrating on
that. We kind of missed the boat for booking anything for 2011.
Yeah.
But our main goal is to really just get out there for 2012. That was the whole point of bringing the album out, was to try and secure more live gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And just get that experience to get out there in front of people and play as many shows as we can and just have fun doing it.
Good. And when you have the album, it's great to sell it too and keep the music in people's minds.
Oh, for sure. That's one of our main goals, is to just, partly why we released our song to the radio, is just to get out there and get our name out there and let people know what we're about, and hopefully they can come out and see us live and have fun.
Good. So you've got the album done. You're planning on doing some touring, and you're already thinking about the next album.
Yeah, the only thing holding us back on that is we're basically completely independent
mm-hmm.
still, and the only thing holding us back on that is finances. If we had the money, we'd already probably have the album recorded.
Yeah, well, it costs a lot, I guess, to make an album, too, and, you know,
especially
if you want to do it right.
And if you don't have somebody backing you up, or if you're not like a signed band and you're doing it all yourself, it can be challenging sometimes, but we just do the best we can, and we're really happy to get this album out. And I mean, sometimes it's unfortunate because, like I said, our next album is pretty well completely written, so we would like to start recording that. We were hoping to start recording it before the end of this year, but it's looking like it'll be spring.
Okay. Well, definitely a great goal to get you through the winter then.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good. Now you have a website. Would you like to give the address for the website?
Yeah, we have 62north.ca, which we just launched just to secure the website name. There's information on there, but we're also on Reverb Nation and Facebook, MySpace, all those usual places.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone can contact us at 62north@gmail.com if they want to buy our album.
Good.
It's been submitted to iTunes, but it's not up there yet. So.
Okay, well, it will be.
Exactly, yeah.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add, Dylan, before we go?
Well, I'd just like to let your listeners know that thanks for listening to us, and thank you for having me on the show up there in Sherbrooke, Quebec, and it's great that you gave us a little bit of attention today and were able to play our song.
That's great. Well, we really enjoy playing your music here, and definitely wish you all the best in the future. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Maureen.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
And say we quit this stuff till the next day. Every Friday night I say my drinking stop, and then I have my first drink